It's important to say this is a very important agreement. Libya, for the last 5 weeks, has not been able to access any of the international systems or transactions. Prices are rising, economic things are getting much, much worse. So the fact they've been able to reach an agreement is very positive. That because the different sides have agreed to a new CBL governor, who has just today been sworn in, that he should be able to take control of the central bank, resume a lot of these international transactions, and in theory, stabilize the situation. However, there's still a long way to go until that happens. That the first hurdle they've got to overcome is they've got to agree a board for the central bank within the next 2 weeks. I think we'll see quite a lot of political maneuvering around who gets appointed to that board. And when the new governor then takes control of the bank, which it seems likely he will be able to do, he's still then got to deal with a huge amount of economic issues that were already in existence prior to the crisis of the last month. Around lack of cash, low value of the dinar, huge public spending around other issues. And so I think that's going to be a big challenge. And against the backdrop of all of this, although the parties have agreed to this kind of consensus, it's really a kind of agreement of convenience and because there weren't many other options. So I think we're still going to see political maneuvering and different attempts to try and sway the influence of the new central bank. So I think it's overall positive. And then the next few weeks, we're going to see kind of how in reality this new board is able to function. Are they able to take the decisions that they need to, and will they be enforced effectively?
The acting head of the United Nations support mission in Libya, Stephanie Khoury, said the agreement highlights the ability of the Libyan parties to overcome challenges when the national spirit prevails and to put the interests of the Libyan people as a priority above all else. Does that mean the Libyan rivals can reach a political solution?
Unfortunately, I think the short answer to that is no. Now, that is because although they've reached agreement on this central bank issue, that was mainly because the Presidential Council and Prime Minister Dbeibah, who kind of initiated the crisis, were really put into a corner and didn't have many other options because they couldn't access these kind of international funds. On the political level, we still see that the Dbeibah government in Tripoli wants to retain power. We're seeing the authorities in eastern Libya would like to get rid of them. None of these status co-actors really want to lose their positions or power of influence, especially now they've kind of managed to access or, you know, kind of gain some control over the central bank through this agreement. I would also argue that it was not the interests of the Libyan people that kind of motivated this agreement. If it had been, they would have reached an agreement when it first started without letting the country get into such a dire economic state as it is now. Unfortunately, I think we're still seeing the kind of Libyan elites acting in their own self-interest, which is what we've seen for many years. And unfortunately, I don't see that that has actually fundamentally changed. So although there may be some momentum now for kind of UN-led dialogue, so we may see some more talks, I would be surprised if we saw a significant kind of progress on the political side in the coming weeks, although I hope I'm wrong about that.
So what's needed from the UN now to advance the long-awaited elections in Libya?
I think it is trying to take the momentum from the central bank agreement to bring the actors together. I think, to be honest, the main area that could make a difference, it will be around the economic side. If they can persuade or work with the actors to agree a unified budget, so some sort of mechanism whereby not only the control of the central bank, but actually where the oil revenues, where this money is spent, that has been the main driver of political security conflict in Libya for many, many years. So I think if they can convert this central bank agreement into some sort of, you know, financial mechanism to oversee spending, that could provide a basis to reach some sort of political negotiation around that. But I think from the UN's perspective, it's trying to get them all in the same room and push those talks forwards.